When I was very young, we ate things like cream chip beef on toast and macaroni and cheese. As a youngster, I thought they were delicious. And I remember that we drank milk that my mom kept in a plastic yellow container that had a blue lid. She mixed powdered milk with water. And the skim milk was best cold and properly proportioned powder to water without lumps. It was gross if it was warm. So in my family, we always started every meal with grace. You know, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive. A simple thank you to God for all of the blessings we were enjoying. A special time of year, as is with most families, is November, and every year, almost, we took a family trip in our black station wagon to Maryland, where we had Thanksgiving dinner with my grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and cousins. And everybody pitched in one way or another. We were taught the importance of doing our share, of giving of ourselves, whether it was setting the table or clearing it at the end of the meal, later, as teenagers, washing the dishes or taking out the garbage. And of course, back at the beginning of the meal, we would begin Thanksgiving with a prayer to God. Getting together with everybody in the family and sharing in responsibilities brought me great joy, and it became a way of life for me. Little did I know that in the church, this is called stewardship. Stewardship, one definition, would be stewardship is what we do with what we have after we say thank you. And stewardship applies to everyone. In the second reading, after Paul's conversion, I love what he says, and I can relate to it. I quote, "I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need." And this is key. "I can do all things in Him," referring to Jesus Christ, "who strengthens me." As a high school student, I went on a retreat, which was my conversion of life. I came to know the person of Jesus Christ and the love that comes from a relationship with Him. He's the greatest treasure for me, more than any material good on this earth. And in a very real way, He feeds me, He feeds you with the gift of His very self, His body and blood, a most awesome gift. And my response to that is, number one, thanksgiving from my heart. Number two, an effort to give back, of being a good steward. So my message to you, which is the message of the parable in the gospel today, is put your time, talents, and treasure where your heart is.